Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Friday afternoon. Man, we've worked hard this week. It is Festivus Friday.
I don't know how we got this far.
I'm exhausted.
Man.
Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. And we still have a couple of lines open. 913-586-7798. Excuse me while I finish my dinner. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright gets the honorary first grievance of every week.
My bizarre allergy to cell phones and eyeglasses has returned. I have a mad, angry rash on my pinky from holding the bottom of my new cell phone, and it has returned with a vengeance, if you look at my face, on my nose area where the glasses rest, and the tops of my ears are itchy, blotchy, angry, red, and I cannot see without my glasses.
Wow.
It's back. Like three times a year this happens to me.
Why do you talk on your phone with your phone to your ear?
I don't.
I was talking speaker.
The rash is on my pinky because I hold it at the bottom.
Oh.
Supporting the phone.
It is a rash. I mean, Scott, it's bad. It's called contact dermatitis. That is my grievance.
We do have a line open if you want to grab it at 913-586-7798. Please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. Come on. I know it's a holiday week, but you got to fill those lines, people. We need some grievances. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. We will start at the top. Kia in Overland Park. Kia, hello.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
So my grievance has actually been resolved now that those mobiles are gone from the airport. I hated them. I'm a designer. I love our beautiful airport, and I love most of the art in it. But the first time I saw those, I thought, they're dark. They're heavy. I mean, I know the idea but behind it is a good one, but they never really moved. They just added, like, this big gray cloud at the top of this beautiful, airy white space. So I love it that they're gone, and I have an idea for what they can do with them. They should sell them for like $25, $50 a piece for someone who wants a memento of the airport. Like the first time I saw them, I thought they need to take those down after they've been up for a year.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to have to dust them eventually. So they just need to go when they have to dust them and,
you know,
and get rid of them.
Selling them off is not a half bad idea, Kia. That's actually...
It's a great idea.
Pretty good idea, yeah.
I mean, I'd hang one in my backyard from a tree and it would look really pretty, but I don't like them where they were. Not a good.
Didn't
work.
Kia, have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. From the text line, OMG, the Aldi in Waldo is insane.
Did you ask them to send me a photo?
I did. You would think the world is ending. There is no bread. So much for the bread and milk. LOL. Signed, DJ. Mike in North Kansas City. Mike, hello.
Hey, my grievance, y'all got to give me a shot of honesty. Am I getting older? Are these fuel pumps getting way too complicated? I mean, it's 13 degrees. I'm being asked if I want a car wash.
Okay.
And if I'll take a survey.
Years ago, I was going to run for president. This was years ago, like 2016. And my only platform was going to be, in the winter months, you cannot ask me if I want a car wash or if I want a receipt.
Well, do y'all ever keep doing the click and click until the pump finally kicks on, so you lock it, you walk away, and it clicks right back off?
Yes. Happens all the time.
Oh, this grievance goes deep.
Mike, there is a fantastic gas station with a red logo, two letters on it. You might be familiar with it. That doesn't ask you any of those questions. Okay.
I appreciate that.
All right, Mike, be well. Now, I go to a BP down the street from my house, and it's a nice gas station, locally owned, so that's why I try to support it. But in the winter months, it drives me nuts because it always asks me, because they do have a drive-through car wash at the BP, do you want a car wash with your purchase today? No, it's 10 degrees outside. Anything I put on my car is going to freeze. Sheila and Braden, hello.
Hi. So thank you guys for taking our call. We loved having you guys out in Belton when you guys were doing, before the COVID hit, and you guys got to do shows on the road. Mm-hmm. In fact, Braden got to have a picture done with Dana. And
aww.
So we had to call in. So we're stuck at Walmart in Independence. You know how that person that at Aldi said you would think that the world was coming to an end? We have literally been in the parking lot for an hour and having a 16-year-old that does not have patience, but he is enjoying putting his window down, listening to the fights that's going on. It's better than watching, Friday night fights on TV. So
what is going on out there?
You're just stranded in the parking lot because of the traffic?
I had him go to Sam's to get gas, thinking, okay, that would be easy to do and get in and out. Oh my gosh, Dana, we literally have been in the parking lot to get out for almost an hour.
Oh my word.
I mean, it is crazy. It's just stupid crazy.
But Sheila, let me ask you this, because I've always made the argument, it's only going to last for about 2, maybe worse, 3 days. What do you need so badly that you're willing to take all of this time on a Friday night to go get it?
Exactly. Yeah, like I said, I feel bad because I told him, hey, let's go to Sam's. We can fill up the expedition for you. I don't know what I was thinking. I should have went to the red place with the two letters, and we would have already been back home.
Get a sandwich and a bag of chips and a soda there.
Exactly. So, but we are getting a show though, because there are so many people that are being very rude, and there are just some major arguments going on in the parking lot. People trying to get in and out.
All right. Well, Sheila and Braden, you guys drive safely. Bring your patients with you from the text line. Costco, dang it, it just moved on me. Costco and Sam's Club on 95th, it looks like COVID is happening all over again.
Part of it is we're all working ourselves up into a frenzy. My son just texted me and said, what is going on? Do I need to go to the store or get ice melters? Like, everyone's acting like this. And I said, you know what? It's always good to salt your driveway.
Sure.
But if you don't absolutely have to get out in that madness right now, I wouldn't.
You know what I would do? And it's probably what I'm going to do. If I need anything, and we've got dinner ready to go, so we don't need anything for dinner. But if I need anything that I think will be necessary during the course of the next 2-3 days, I'm going to go to the grocery store at, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. You know why? Because no one goes to the grocery store except my mom at 8 o'clock in the morning.
You're going to be very surprised when you get there tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. It's going to be packed.
Well, I'm not going tonight.
I'm going to the store on Sunday. You know who's not going to be there on Sunday? Anybody.
Somebody says Price Chopper at 75th and Metcalf is dead. Go there. Okay. Kenny, Renee, Ruth, Lucas, Jacob, you guys all hang tight. We'll get with everybody in just a moment. We do have one open line, 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. So I want to apologize to Dr. Headley
what
for just
happened.
You said something with when we went to the break.
I said it burns.
You said it's. I knew you had to go to the restroom.
Oh.
You had told me during the top of the hour break. You go, do I have enough time to run to the restroom? And I said no. And you said I'll just go at 5:14. And when we went to break, you jumped up like to go to the restroom. You left your microphone on and you shouted out, "It burns." We thought you were talking about
that. The bridge of my nose and the tops of my ears and my pinky are all, it's a heat rash because I'm allergic to plastics or nickel or whatever the heck. I don't know. I've got weird things going on with me right now.
I took it a different way, and that's why I laughed all the way through.
Look at my nose.
A Casey Smile commercial. I see it.
It's red and itchy, and it burns.
Okay. I thought something else was burning, and it made me laugh.
Well, I have a couple of grievances. I'll share one now.
Yes, please.
Radio hosts who don't hit the off button.
That is true. My nose was burning, and I had to use the restroom. I'm sorry.
It itches. Or wait, it burns.
It burns down there.
Burns and it itches.
913-586-7798. Let's go to Kenny in South Kansas City. Hello.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Happy Friday. Happy Festivus.
Same to you.
All right. So I have a grievance, and it is with folks who talk on the phone using the speakerphone.
Yep.
Okay.
Now, in public places.
In public.
I think obviously
you want me in your conversation.
Are you referring to me when I said earlier that I use the speaker on my phone all the time?
Actually, I'm not referring to you personally, Scott, but you fall in the category.
No, I don't, and I want to clarify, and I accept your grievance. I'm not challenging it. I just want to clarify, I never use speakerphone in public. I rarely answer my phone in public.
I had somebody do that, and so I now interject myself into their conversation.
Good for you. Do tell. Tell me more.
So I was at a department store through the Christmas. Somebody was having a very heated conversation with somebody on the phone about obviously it was a relationship issue. And it was speakerphone. It was as loud as the phone could go. And so I sat there. I sat down across from where they were, and I just interjected myself into their conversation.
Good for you, man. Good for you. Drives me insane. It is rude. My brother was going in, and I'm going to put you on hold because there's a lot of noise there.
Fast and Furious?
I was at Hy-Vee the other day, shameless plug. And my brother, you know, was getting ready to go into surgery this week for a hip replacement. And he called me while I was checking out. And I didn't know if it was an emergency or something. I answered the phone and said, Beaver, is this an emergency? If not, I'm checking out. I'll call you right back. He said, not an emergency. Call me back. Because I think when you're in the checkout lane at a grocery store, if you're on your phone, that's rude to the person who's checking you out.
Oh, I have done what the caller said that he did, and I start responding to the person on the other end of the phone as if they're talking to me.
Good.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
There has been one or two occasions. It's very rare. If it's my mother or one of the children, I will put the phone down and I will say to the cashier, I'm so sorry, that's my mom.
That's fine.
And I will say to my mom, hang on, I'm checking out.
Yep. That's fine. I mean, if it's a close relative, you don't know what's going on, you want to make sure it's not an emergency, that's fine. But people who are just carrying on these conversations and they pretend that the cashier is not even alive.
Oh, no, I've gotten, hang on a minute. And I'm like, hang on a minute to me? You just walked up to me.
Renee in Paola. Hello, Renee.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Dana. How are you today?
We're doing well. Thanks.
Happy Festivus.
Same.
So my grievance is that I am newly trained in to be a supervisor where I work. And being very new at this, I don't know all the rules and all the in and outs. So over Christmas, of course, the busiest time of year, between Thanksgiving and the weekend, both my boss, the supervisor, and the manager decide they're taking that week off and leave me on my own to just figure it out. So that was a long, hard weekend. So I thought, okay, well, you know, since I did that for you guys, I think I'm just going to take the week of Christmas off. 2 days before Christmas, 2 days after Christmas. And they let me do it, which I'm like, all right, great. Not a problem. All's fair. You know, you take off, I take off. No problem. So this week, I find out the supervisor's off Monday and Tuesday. And then I think, okay, no problem. Monday and Tuesday, she'll be back Wednesday and Thursday. And then while I'm working Tuesday night, I find her vacation slip laying there that she's taking Thursday and Friday off too.
That is, you know what that sounds like, Renee? That sounds like
she works for Dana and Parks. Renee, I got to stop you only because we got a full board and want to get as many people
in. We were all thinking it. Renee, I am so sorry you got left behind, though. Truly.
But it sounds like your boss does work for Dana and Parks. Lucas in Kansas City. Hello.
Hey, I'm doing good. Can you guys hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Awesome. Well, I was calling with a grievance today. I work for Child Protection Center. Love the kids. And my grievance is with the older teenage siblings who smoke weed and vape and stuff and don't think their little siblings are going to follow suit. Mm.
Great grievance.
Mm. I had a kindergartner this week who, to show and tell, the last week before Christmas, he brought his brother's weed pen to school and hid it in front of his whole class.
Oh.
Did you say hit it? H-I-T?
Yeah, like took an inhale.
Oh, I thought you said hid it. Hit it.
Yeah.
Oh,
so he smoked
no.
in kindergarten. So I was able to show up to the high school. I won't say which high school. And
thank you.
The school resource officer was kind enough to come with me. And I was like, hey, dude, are you missing anything? And he's like, no. And I pulled it out of my pocket. And I said, your little brother had this with him today. And he was very upset. So if you have little teenagers who are smoking, make sure you don't have, even the smaller ones aren't getting a hold of it.
Lucas, great advice. Great story. Unfortunate, but still good. Let's go to Ruth, who is on line 8, calling in from, where are you calling in from?
Well, I live in Ozaukee. I'm running errands in Topeka, where I work. But my husband texted me when he got home, and he said, hey, what's going on with the thermostat, with the heater? Because I like to turn it down kind of low while we're gone. And it was on like 66. And he's like, I don't think it's working. So I was having a little poo-poo pity party because we're probably going to have to get it fixed. But on a good note, we use a local business that comes and services us. And he just called him, and the response was, I'm on the way out. So
good.
I feel like we're really fortunate. And as for all the people that are worried about Snowmageddon, I grew up in southern Ontario, so I'm looking forward to playing outside in it a little bit. And I have my sourdough starter and my stew and everything to make. So I'm hoping that we'll have a toasty, warm house so I can do that.
Well, Ruth, I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Right. Be well, Ruth.
Be safe. FYI, the Walmart in Liberty has lines around the building just to get out of the parking lot to exit onto the street. What is wrong with us? Man. Okay.
There are people up north, as she said, she was from southern Ontario, who get like, I don't know, 14 feet of snow, dig their car out, and go on with their daily lives.
Not here, bro.
I know.
913-586-7798. We do have a line open. 586-7798. Jacob in Platte City. Hello, Jacob.
Well, Scott, I was literally just asking myself what's wrong with people as well as I was cruising down Metcalf just a little bit ago from 435 going west. And when did we as a society become so smooth-brained that we feel the need to wait until we get to where we need to turn to say, oh, crap, I need to be over there. I'm all the way in the right lane. Screw everybody behind me. I'm just going to sit in this lane of travel with my blinker on if you're smart enough to even put your blinker on and just sit there and wait for somebody to let you in the turn lane because you're too dumb to think about it a quarter mile back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, three people did that in front of me going down Metcalf. I got in the lane a mile before where I needed to turn so I could be in that lane to make my turn. Like, it's not hard.
Jacob,
pay attention.
It is a great grievance. I have been in your shoes where somebody will literally stop on Shawnee Mission Parkway in the right lane because they want to turn left on Flum.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, because they've decided that missing their turn is not a thing that they're allowed to do anymore.
So why not turn right on Flum?
No.
Turn around in the gas station parking lot, get back on Flum, mm-hmm. wait for the light, and then go south.
But that would inconvenience them and not you.
Oh.
Right.
I would like to tell you that I have asked people if you have photos and from a safe location, you can share them. We would like to see them because we keep hearing the stories of how crazy it is out there. On the flip side, funny good news story about Snowmageddon, Channel 4 is reporting that there are snow plows now hitting the streets, decorated specifically named after certain people in Kansas City. And I'm going to give you one example.
Okay.
Travis Kelsleet. It's so good.
One line open, 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. It's going to be okay, everybody. But apparently this city is losing its mind tonight. Somebody says, I'm at the Independence Costco. Gas pumps are nuts. The store isn't too bad. There's a bit of a line, though, at self-checkout. I went to Walmart today, writes another, for just one thing. Now I need a therapist.
I have a quick grievance and mm-hmm. a remedy for my grievance. Scott, you were challenged, like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, to try Spam for the first time ever in your life.
Correct.
And as far as I know, you have not done so.
That is correct.
Well, it just so happens that as a joke gift for Christmas, I got a variety of Spam. And I will bring a can in on Monday.
Oh.
Just for you.
Can't wait.
So my grievance is that you haven't tried Spam yet, but you will on Monday.
Okay. Well, what flavors did you get?
Well, I got the maple, which I already tried. Never eat the maple. And then I have the hot and spicy and the regular.
Okay. Let's go with regular.
Okay.
I don't do hot and spicy. 913-586-7798. Gary in North Kansas City. Gary, hello.
Hi. Yeah, I love the show. I actually want to piggyback on to an earlier caller's grievance, and I will censor myself very carefully.
Please.
He was talking about people using their phones on speaker in public. My thing is people using their phones in public restrooms. And I have injected myself into their conversations, usually with a large, loud, dude, why are you on the phone while you're pooping?
Do they answer you back, Gary?
No, but there have also been times where the men are standing at the urinals, and I will say, do you realize he's talking to you with his in his hand? And I've gotten some really wide-eyed looks from that one.
Be careful, buddy. I don't want you to get hurt.
Well, they're kind of busy. They can't really do anything. I can get out quicker than they can.
Okay. All right, man. Well, be safe and have a good weekend. We've only got one more caller left, so that means a number of people just dropped off for whatever reason. Maybe they got to the grocery store or to the checkout line. So we do have some open lines. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798.
I just got a photo from Warrensburg. One of our listeners, Diane, says every single checkout line looks like this. It looks like it is the day before Thanksgiving. Watch and look how far back that snakes out.
See, that is silly. Why?
I don't know. We've been through this before. You always say, Scott, act like you've been here before.
Yes.
We've been here before.
Trader Joe's in Leawood, the shelves are bare. No meat, nothing frozen either.
I have an Instacarter who said the same thing. Like, no carts. Everyone was nice and in a good mood. And, oop, from Sheila, you forgot to mention the liquor store insanity. No, most households don't need any of it to survive at most 48 to 72 hours. But don't forget the liquor store. She said it's insane.
Austin in Paola. Austin, hello.
Hey, guys. It's wonderful to hear you both on the radio again. My gratitude, actually, is I was one of the dum-dums that decided to go to the grocery store about 20 minutes ago, and I went to the 119th grocery store that has the friendly smile in every aisle, and I would like to report that it was actually an incredible experience. I actually drove in, and it looked like it was the day after Thanksgiving. But actually, it was quite impressive with how everything moved through. And I just wanted to give a gratitude to the workers of that grocery store in particular. Everyone was very helpful. I saw people helping other people find things. And the cashiers did a great job of getting us through. So I just want to pass out the goodness there. So.
Right on, awesome. Thank you, man.
And this from listener Stacy, you guys, she posted this screenshot clearly from her phone. She says, I'm not going to post a photo of a store, but Evergy sent this out. And when they do, people panic. And it just says this was sent today at 5:02 p.m. Crews are preparing for possible outages caused by snow and ice. Be safe and be prepared. It's one of those let your faucet drip if you need to kind of things. And she's suggesting that people see that and go, oh, it's 5 o'clock. I'm on my way home. I should stop.
Who goes to the Evergy website?
If you sign up for their
alerts.
It came into her phone. Got
913-586-7798. Mike in Merriam. Hello, Mike.
Yes, good afternoon. Always enjoy listening to y'all.
Thank you. You're very kind.
Hey, just a fun Festivus on driving. I guess haven't heard enough of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always wondered why it started that people were leaving 1 to 2 to 3 car lengths between them and the person in front of them at stoplights. And lately, I've been seeing people leaving almost a whole car length in front of them in the line at the stoplight. Like, is their goal to stop as many from getting through when it turns green as possible, or what?
I don't know the answer to that.
Or they're not paying attention. They're on their phone.
Yep.
Yeah. But I thought maybe it was for possibly getting rear-ended. They wanted to leave a little crunch space, but hey, tighten it up as the people behind you come in and don't make it possible for only 3 to get through.
Okay.
So there's mine. Thank you much, guys.
All right, Mike. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Somebody writes in from the text line, we deliver Mission tortillas to 8 markets. We were cleaned out today on tortillas.
Okay. So it's the French toast Snowmageddon.
I guess.
And the taco?
Look at, I'm going to turn this, look at the Blue Springs Walmart, one of our listeners just posted.
I can count on my 2 hands how many loaves of bread are still in the entire bread aisle. It looks like maybe 8 or 9.
Okay.
James in Lee's Summit. James, hello.
Hey, I just drove by the Sam's Club in Independence on my way home to Lee's Summit, and I've never seen more parking. I've never seen more cars in a parking lot in my entire life. It was like the last time I saw Kiss in '86. The lot, it was packed to the gills, my friends, and I was jaw-dropped, so I had to call and just report that because it was incredible.
You saw Kiss in '86? You buried the lead, bro.
It was a good time, my friend, let me tell you.
I believe it. All right, 913-586-7798. Jackie in Topeka. Hello, Jackie.
Hello. So mine is a gratitude for my husband, and his name is Brian. And we sold our house this year. I ruptured my ACL. We moved into our camper. Our dog got pregnant. I broke my ankle. We had 7 wiener babies. And then I had ACL surgery. Mm-hmm. And now he took care of me the whole time.
So that's a gratitude, not a grievance.
Who
for
took
sure.
care of the 7 weenie dogs?
Our baby wiener, Layla, had 7 wieners, wiener puppies.
That's a lot of wieners, Jackie.
All right, all right. I know where this is going.
There were 11 in our camper.
Oh, my God.
Were they just
chaos?
Were they pooping all over the place?
No, we had a nice little, Brian made a nice little pen for them, and so they were real good, and Layla's a really good mom. And so, yeah, so we're driving to our new house right now, and he's in front of us with our camper.
with all the wiener dogs?
No, we got rid of most of them. We have two baby wieners now, and we have three, and I have three in the car with me. So he's just got the two.
Got it. So six total.
Right now we have five.
Five baby wieners, but one big wiener.
All righty then.
It really is six, Jackie. Thank you for the call. Do you want another snowplow name?
Sure.
We've already had Travis Kelsleet. The city of Olathe presents Taylor Drift.
I'm out.
And Plowchecko.
Okay.
Others include Sir Plows-a-Lot and Betty Whiteout.
From the text line, my grievances with Scott's Western Shawnee fireplace. Scott, get some wood already. Okay. There were a couple other ones in here about all the Sam's and Raymore. Here it is. Sam's and Raymore parking lot is packed, 4+ cars deep at each gas pump, and they have 16 pumps.
Okay. Price Chopper and Independence, shelves of biscuits, pudding, some milk, and bread are non-existent. Be careful out there. People are driving crazy. That really is the risk. It isn't that you're going to get into some vortex of Walmart and never find your way out.
Yes, it is.
It's that the people in the parking lots that are so crazy and out on the streets trying to get to the parking lots to get inside are crazy. And your risk of getting in a wreck now goes up because you want a loaf of bread.
I just went by the Walmart in Blue Springs and kept going. Forget that. Yep. Right, 0191. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39. All right, let's get back to the grievances. Zwan in East Orrick. Zwan, hello.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Thank you for having me on again.
You bet.
I really dig your old show.
Thank you very much for saying that.
And the grievance I have is with the younger generation and getting weed when it's so darn easy.
Okay. Zwan, thank you for the call.
Did not think that was going that route. What?
913-5. Never mind. Anita in Kansas City. Anita, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Happy New Year.
I don't have a gratitude. I mean, I do that I made it to 2025, but I wanted to answer the guy who called and talked about why do we leave a space at a stoplight between our vehicle and the other vehicle? Mm-hmm. And the reason why I do it is because if 10 cars back, there is a truck coming and it hits that car and then each car slowly gets hit and moves forward. What I can do is I can use that space to get out of that lane.
Yep.
And end up not getting hit.
Nothing scares me more, Anita, nothing than being on the highway. This happened about a week and a half ago to me, and all of the traffic suddenly violently comes to a stop because no one's paying attention and there's something up ahead, construction, a wreck, whatever it is. Because I don't necessarily worry that I'm going to hit the car in front of me. I am now bracing that the ding-a-ling behind me who isn't paying attention mm-hmm. is going to plow into my rear end. I hate that.
Mike in Topeka. Mike, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
My grievance is that when people freak out and start buying up all the bread, nobody touches the baking aisle. Like, at what point in our society do we lose the ability to bake something as simple as bread? Like, YouTube is a thing, and making bread ain't that hard. In fact, it's actually kind of fun. So, like, that's my grievance. Like, people just don't have a desire to bake bread anymore.
We lost the ability, Mike, when it was easier to pay somebody else to do it for us.
I guess. I don't know. It astounds me. I mean, I kind of like it because I know that I can go to the grocery store if I need to get bread. I just buy the ingredients I need and make it myself.
All right, man. Hey, have a great weekend. Lorraine, we're trying to get through as many as we can. Lorraine in North Kansas City. Hello.
Hey, I've got a grievance, and my grievance is with the state or whoever puts up the highway signs, because I just got on I-29 north of 64th Street, and the big highway sign that'll say, like, wreck up ahead or something, today it says in all caps, winter storm warning, do not travel Saturday and Sunday. I mean, come on, y'all, it's going to be some snow. I get, you know, you need to be mindful but people do have to go to work. People do have things that they're going to have to do. That's just freaking people out. It's freaking snow. What would we do if we lived in Minnesota, for God's sake? Oh, My Lord.
We would die. We would all die. Bob in Kansas City, you're next. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you very much.
So I have more of a gratitude than a grievance. I live one half a block from McLean's Bakery, and they're going to have fresh bread tomorrow. And I'm not going to die.
I love me some McLean's.
Oh, I'm not going to die. I'm going to survive.
Thank you, Bob. Mike in Kansas City. Mike, hello.
Hey, good afternoon. I guess my grievance is for all you people that try to avoid this event that's going to happen. And my gratitude is that me and my friend, I have a friend from Boston, one from Minnesota. We look at this as the best time of the year. I got my hockey skates sharpened today. I retaped my stick. The pucks are all cleaned and Pam down with Pam. We're ready to go, man. And you guys all be huddled in your houses. We get out and enjoy this stuff. We don't avoid it. So, sorry. Too bad. We're going to have fun.
No, you sound like a miserable human being.
I am not. I am happy as could be.
Did you say you had to spray the pucks with Pam?
Yeah, makes them go quicker.
Is that a thing?
Just give them a quick squirt. Just give them a quick squirt.
Okay.
Cleans off all the old dust and stuff.
Huh?
Now, didn't you ever watch Christmas Vacation when he goes down the slope?
Yeah, he puts Pam on the bottom of his sled.
Yeah, makes it go quicker.
That's an old farm trick. My parents always told us to do that, or just cooking oil.
Larry and Lawrence, it looks like you get the last grievance of the week before Snowmageddon gets here. Hello, Larry.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
My grievance is these grocery stores who think they can substitute their house brand for the commercial brand, and then they stop carrying the commercial one altogether. They just have their own house brand. Got news for you guys. It's not as good, and I'm going someplace else.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
Cheese is the particular thing tonight.
Cheese?
Okay. My grandmother used to say, you know, that best choice is just as good as those expensive brands.
It is.
Like you heard that on a commercial.
It is as good.
I know. I'm not saying it's not.
I always go generic if it's possible.
Especially with potato chips.
Oh, my parents loved Always Save. They loved that yellow mm-hmm. Always Saved brand.
And here's another reason why I'm going to go in the morning. You know when they restock the grocery store?
Overnight.
That's right.
Those poor stalkers.
You know how I know? Because I used to be one.
Yeah, you were a stalker.
I was a stalker
mm-hmm.
at Food for Less in Leavenworth and Lawrence.
Tell it to a judge.
I was a stalker.
Stalker.
Not a stalker.
Were you a nurse?
Never been a nurse in my life.
I'm never going to live that one down.
Hey, if a tree falls in a forest, does it really fall, Sam?
All right, hey, I've got a whole file of stupid things that you guys say.
We got to run. Everybody be safe this weekend, please. And go to the grocery store some other time. Give everybody a break. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're all back Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. We'll see you on Monday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.